John Gavin is the principal of the firm Sterling Bay. He said that actually they bought the property on the border of the South Summit area and Wasatch County in May of last year. It was sold by Wells Fargo, which had foreclosed on the previous developer.
We're a commercial real estate investment and development company based in Chicago. We've been around for 25 years, and we primarily look to overlooked or underutilized assets like Victory Ranch, buy them, reposition them, and turn them around.
So you don't plan to hang on to this, or?
Oh, we do. We just think this particular execution is going to be a lot longer than repositioning an office building in Chicago, which we typically can do in about a year. This project's probably a 7 to 10 year project.
Gavin says they had two basic reasons for acquiring the property.
It is an overlooked or underutilized asset. We bought it at a discount. So it's consistent with the Sterling Bay investment thesis. And then most of the principals at the firm are avid outdoorsmen. People. So we've been recreating in Utah for many years. We love this town, Park City. And so it kind of a synthesis of two things, real estate investment and then outdoor pursuits.
The plan is to reduce the project's original density of 700 lots to less than half that. One advantage, says Gavin, is that the infrastructure is mostly done for the first phase of the project.
The original plan was calling for 700 units. We'll end up doing collapsed density of about 300 units. So we're trying to reposition it to be a more of a legacy ranch rather than a ranch club. We're not going to embark on a complete vertical development where we will not build movie theaters, bowling alleys, and everything else that you see in the competing developments. We saw a void in the marketplace for an emphasis on outdoors. So that's really our strategy with Victory Ranch and Conservancy.
So do you have to go back and get everything replatted then?
No, we're very fortunate. The counties, we're actually bisected by both counties, Wasatch and Summit. They've been very helpful with us in the repositioning. They'd love to see the development be successful. So the phase one, we just had to amend the plat.
Gavin detailed the pricing and the lot sizes that they're planning.
The original plan was calling for 700 units. We'll end up doing collapsed density of about 300 units. So we're trying to reposition it to be a more of a legacy ranch rather than a ranch club. We're not going to embark on a complete vertical development where we will not build movie theaters, bowling alleys, and everything else that you see in the competing developments. We saw a void in the marketplace for an emphasis on outdoors. So that's really our strategy with Victory Ranch and Conservancy.
So do you have to go back and get everything replatted then?
No, we're very fortunate. The counties, we're actually bisected by both counties, Wasatch and Summit. They've been very helpful with us in the repositioning. They'd love to see the development be successful. So the phase one, we just had to amend the plat.
Victory Ranch can boast a number of recreational and outdoor features. First of all, 5 miles of the Provo River winding through the property.
We have 1,500 acres across the street for recreating, and then we have the backcountry with mountain bike trails, hiking trails. We have a pond system. We just embarked on a multi-million-dollar fishing development. We're developing fly fishing ponds, and we just completed our first pond. There is a Freestone Lodge, which is about a 5,000-square-foot luxury lodge, which has a food and beverage operation, which is dormant today, but look to the marketplace to be opening soon. And then we have a temporary golf course or a golf cabin up on the golf course, and we have Reese Jones Golf Course Complete, which we think is a beautiful course.
Gavin says their private trails are being designed by Park City area trails planner Troy Duffin. Public trails can be accessed by properties next door. Sotheby's is the realtor for the marketing being launched this week. We asked Gavin what kind of buyer would likely appear for Victory Ranch.
So we have no idea. It's a very unsettling feeling relaunching a major community like this. But we think it's going to be somebody completely different than you've seen in this community. And they place a high ecological value on the land, on the open space, and the low density. So we're hopeful they'll come.
That's John Gavin, a principal of Sterling Bay, the owner and developer of Victory Ranch and Conservancy. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.